This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Your Buffalo Bills with a monster 44-32 win yesterday, tied for the second most lead changes in a game in NFL history with 9.
Wow.
Really?
9 lead changes in yesterday's game. Amazing. That was fun. Kimmy, you had fun watching that game.
Yeah.
I had fun watching
it. It was a very entertaining game.
Yeah. It didn't go the way you thought it was going to go.
No, they actually decided to play.
Oh, and you're going to blame them? You're going to blame the Bills team? Is that what you're going to
Well, you can thank Miami for that win.
Oh, I disagree with you strongly.
Yeah, because they kicked their ass and woke them up.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We could diddle-daddle all day if we wanted to.
No, diddle on.
But Tommy made some picks on Friday. And now is the time where we recap those picks.
Yeah, this should be a lot of fun.
Kimmy, let's do this thing. Over, under.
Wait, do we not have an intro?
1.5 turn. Kimmy, for goodness sake, the intro
is
the best part.
No, we got to go.
Thank you.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Mule Excuse Post-Game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
The guy with the deep voice did all that work. We're not going to let him in there. Let's get to our first pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF. Over, under, 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen on Sunday.
He's turning into king pick. That was brutal, man. That one in the end zone was just brutal. Yeah, he'll do too.
Yes?
Yeah.
You're saying yes? You think he's got it in his system?
I don't think this kid can shake whatever is bothering him.
Wow.
You realize that Dolphins loss was a week after he played arguably one of the best games of his career.
Right. You built this team to beat Kansas City, and you beat Kansas City.
Okay.
You just forgot you got to play a whole bunch more games in Kansas City.
Man, it's amazing how he keeps using that take when he called me an effing idiot when I had it too.
Well, I'm using your logic.
Using
I'm learning
logic?
The
yeah,
game from these
the
experts.
Okay.
I'm growing as an analyst.
Uh-huh. So to be clear, you are over. You're over 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen on Sunday. Okay. Josh Allen yesterday.
King pick.
19 of 30, 317 yards, 6 total touchdowns.
And?
He did throw 2 picks.
Yep. One was devastating. Thank God that defense held.
They won by 12. By the way, if they score a touchdown there, you still won by 8. You covered.
Right.
No, because the way you're describing, like, yes, you won that pick. You said that Josh was broken, that he couldn't do it anymore.
King pick.
That was his best statistical game of the season.
Yeah,
he recovered.
But he was not throwing interceptions, right? Didn't he not throw any in the first 6 games?
First 4 games.
Or something like that. He was tight.
No, I understand.
And then his ass fell off.
Look, I mean, the one in the end zone, I understand. I don't love it. But, like, you don't want to take a safety there.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't want to turn the ball over.
Oh, either. Thanks, coach.
Just saying.
So, Kimmy, here's what I'm trying to reckon with.
What's that?
You're not Kimmy. Josh had his best statistical game of the season by far yesterday.
Yeah.
But in willing his team to win, he did make two major mistakes like he used to back in the day. Oh, yeah. Baby Josh.
Yeah.
If that's what it takes to get out of this season the way we need to, are we willing to live
it's
with
like
that right now?
It's like he has to make up for his own mistakes. Like he's got to like show, you know, it gives him something to prove, I guess, even though he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. But like when that fires him up, like he's going to take this over. He wants to take it into his own hands.
But they don't let him play like that.
I got to prove that like my team can rely on me.
Weren't they teaching him like you got to manage the game now?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You
can't be throwing them crazy-ass lateral passes and crap.
But with the way the offense looks right now, I don't know if you can afford to have Josh Gay manage.
So then he's just got to play wide open.
Well, that's just it. Are we willing to take a pick or two every week for him to go have the statistical day? Because even against
Miami. Well, you'll take the six touchdowns, yeah.
But even against Miami, I mean, he threw for over 300 yards frantically trying to come back after we put him in the spots that he did.
Right.
I don't know how to feel right now, but I do.
It's entertaining.
Is it entertaining?
It is. Well, I listen.
Better.
It's just a show.
So you're 1-0, buddy.
Look at that, buddy.
Look at you. How about that? Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 1.5 touchdown passes for Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield.
I'll take the over. It's Baker's day.
Ooh.
He's fired up. He wants that progressive ad back.
Have you watched any Buccaneers football this year?
I did talk to my buddy down there.
Yeah.
But that was last year. No. I have not.
Okay.
No.
So you're flying blind.
Where would I see a Buccaneers game around here? Like, I'm going to seek it out?
Well, yeah.
I watch one football game a week. I give my viewership to the Bills. What did I get out of it?
Wasn't the Bucs game the 1 o'clock game on Fox last week? Here?
No, I didn't watch that.
Okay. Baker Mayfield. 16 of 28.
He had a good game.
Yeah, he did. 173 yards. And one touchdown pass.
What? No.
He ran for a second, but it was touchdown pass.
How did he get 32 points?
That running back from Syracuse had like the game of his career.
Oh, yeah.
He had two touchdowns, but only one through the air, and it was two passing touchdowns.
I should get that one.
Why? He didn't throw for two passes.
Rules of the law.
The rules of the law.
You agree to
this. Had a good game. Give it to him.
I thought he had a great game.
Here's the thing. I thought the game was better that he played than it was in the stats. I mean, he didn't throw for over 200 yards. He only had one touchdown pass. Here's a fun fact, too. With you. Previous to yesterday's game, he had only run the ball three times all season.
Really?
He ran for a touchdown.
Well, they were getting to him.
Instead of throwing that ball, though. He had a wide open receiver, and he decided to run it himself. You would have hit.
Prick.
Oh.
But and I supported him and progressive insurance.
I supported you, man. I get that you like Baker Mayfield.
I did.
And I get that if he's the quarterback of your team, you love him.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think I like Baker Mayfield anymore playing against him.
Really?
It's just something about him. He's like, yeah. He's like that toady from A Christmas Story. Yeah.
I don't think he has enough.
Dork thinks he's going to drown.
He doesn't have enough success to be hateable, though.
I'm not saying I hate
and
him.
And I feel like him and Josh kind of go back and forth.
Look,
like they're,
well, they're
cool.
Buddies, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're cool. So I
they came
I don't
up
have
together,
anything
right?
against Baker Mayfield.
This is not personal,
yeah.
right? Like, he seems like
Plus
a nice guy.
Plus, he's a guy,
guy
that experienced failure,
Look,
you know.
I agree with you.
Came back. It didn't.
He had to reinvent himself.
Yeah.
Sure. And if he was the Bills quarterback, I would probably love that guy. Mm. But playing against him, it's just, shut up. Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're 1-1.
All right.
But you got three picks to go.
All right, come on. Let's do this.
A lot of runway left. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy here on CMF. Over under 1/2 a touchdown catch for Bills tight end Jackson Hall.
I ain't heard of this. He ain't getting in the end zone.
He's had two touchdowns. He scored last week.
I didn't hear it. I wasn't paying attention.
He's from Yale, right, Kimmy?
He went to Yale, then Georgia Tech.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Smart kid, engineer.
And by Georgia Tech's really not that great of a football school.
You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Certain guys have come out of Georgia Tech.
I ain't taking this kid.
So you're under?
He's some Southern reject boy.
He went to Yale.
He went to Yale.
That's not in the South.
And I think he's from Utah.
So to be
Salt
clear.
Salt Lake City, to be exact.
To be clear.
You are under.
Utah gentleman is not getting
it. Utah gentleman. You are under 1/2 a touchdown catch for Jackson Hawes. Jackson Hawes yesterday did not have a target, let alone a catch or a touchdown.
Ooh.
Which is weird. Because, Kimmy, two of the three touchdown catches were from odd receivers.
Yeah, and I would think without Dalton Kincaid in the mix, it would have increased those odds.
Yeah. Tyrell Shavers and Ty Johnson both had touchdown catches yesterday. I mean, I guess when you have a big body receiver like Gabe Davis showing back up yesterday, again, I'm not going to say I told you so.
Yeah.
Three catches on four targets for 40 yards. It kind of eliminates the need for that second tight end to catch balls.
Sure.
I am very excited to see when Dalton Kincaid is eventually healthy, what Dalton and Gabe look like together on the field again.
All right.
Told you. You're 2-1.
When's that kid showing up?
Well, he's probably not. Dalton Kincaid's probably not playing this week. Hamstring short week.
All right.
So, I don't know.
All right, so I got two.
You're 2-1, buddy.
I mean, that's a tough week.
Yeah. And you got two left, so you could come out on top here. Oh, well, what's your face make? What are you making a face like that?
This is the only pick he remembers making.
When did you turn Italian?
What are you making a face? Let's get to our fourth pick from Friday on the CMF. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
6 points? What are they picking them up? They ain't winning this game.
Wow.
I ain't seeing it, man. I ain't seeing any passion.
The tides have turned.
Why aren't they winning this game?
They got no passion.
What do you mean they got no passion?
Passion. I say they do not win this game. They do not cover because they do not win.
So is it going to be a close one at least?
Oh. Is it a home Tampa Bay blowout, you talking
That's
about?
That's what I'm asking. That's
a
I'm asking.
Pirate ship blowout?
That is what I'm asking.
Fire them cannons, boys. Bring them to Western New York. We may have a Tampa Bay blowout.
May or will?
We're going to have a Baker Mayfield Tampa Bay. Yeah, I think they blow them out. I think they beat the Bills by 10 points.
In their own house.
In their own house.
Okay.
Wow. It's going to be embarrassing.
Okay.
Embarrassing again.
Not only was it not a Tampa Bay blowout.
Yeah, I know.
Not only did the Bills cover the 6 points, they double covered, 12-point win, which makes it, Kimmy, what's that make it?
I think that makes it a blur.
It feels blur. Blur.
All right. I had it wrong.
Oh, you got it wrong. But you got one more pick. You could still finish in the plus.
He wasn't happy.
He was very happy.
I watched that press conference.
No, you didn't, because he seemed pretty happy to me. Let's get to our fifth pick, final one on CMS. I love how you paused out like, oh, let me be polite for the first time ever instead of cutting you. Go ahead, stupid.
You are going to see a first in this game.
What's that?
After the game.
What's
after
that?
You are going to see a first.
What do we got?
You're going to see a Coach McDermott post-game conference meltdown.
He's going to melt down.
He's going to melt down in that conference. They're going to start needling his ass, and he's going to walk away. He's going to walk.
He's never done
he's
that.
Walk.
Right. That's why I'm saying you're going to see it. That would make it a first.
So
though,
Sean
it?
McDermott, who.
They're going to start getting to him, and he's going to start getting pissed off.
He has faced a player dying on the field.
He didn't die.
An expose.
I could stand over a guy and look concerned. Oh, my God.
13 seconds. An expose where he was outed as using Al Qaeda as a motivational thing. Sexual assault allegations with a punter, sexual assault allegations with Von Miller, all the losses in the playoffs. He's never once not handled it with class.
It's going to get personal.
Today it gets, okay.
It's
so Sunday.
Get, yeah.
All right, you got it.
Are we doing a buzzer?
Yeah, we're doing a buzzer!
I didn't know if you wanted to make an argument first. I was waiting
for a rebuttal. He didn't even see the press conference. He's pulling it out of his ass.
I saw it on Channel 1.
You did not. Channel 1.
Yeah, Channel 1 and Spectrum.
I know you are such an old man. Spectrum?
Yeah.
I was watching the Channel 7. What's a Channel 7?
They did the post game.
Yeah. Okay. He was very happy.
Yes, I saw.
Okay, good. Your Bills are 7-3. We're right back in the thick of things, baby.
Right.
Chiefs yesterday. How glorious. I didn't know who I was supposed to cheer for in that game.
Yeah, I mean,
Chiefs Denver.
It would help the Bills if the Broncos lost too.
It's
still a good day when the Chiefs lose.
I mean, they're five. The Chiefs are 5-5. Mm. They are 4 games back of the Denver Broncos for the division. They are 2 games back for second place in the division. They are currently outside of a playoff spot right now, and they have to play the Indianapolis Colts this week.
Well, maybe you'll find out, because you think the Colts may not be for real.
I don't think the Chiefs are good. Straight up. Yeah.
But you're not crazy about the Colts.
No, I'm not.
Either.
I think the Colts are going to turn into a pumpkin by the time playoffs run around. But come around. But, I mean.
Right.
I mean, it's not out of the, you know, again.
It's a good game to watch, though.
Maybe. I mean, that Denver game yesterday was very good. But Denver also might be a pumpkin. Mm. Like, they've been winning games by the skin of their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. New England, too.
Fourth quarter team.
Yeah.
Did New England play overseas?
They played on Thursday night. We talked about it for 2 days leading
up. Who played overseas and kicked a field goal?
Miami and.
Miami. Yeah. That's what
that ending was insane, too.
The one in
Madrid.
Ah, Madrid.
Fun fact. Sorry, you want to make more voices?
No, I am done.
You're doing it right now.
I am done with your football team.
So the NFL has had a lot of success playing in Europe
with
local Europeans. A report yesterday says that was the game that sold the least amount of local tickets of any of the overseas or foreign games.
So it's not that popular in Spain?
No, they sold it out with Americans going to Madrid to watch the game.
Yeah.
But local Spaniards were not buying tickets the way that Germans, what do you call it, British, South Americans.
So maybe they're more locked into soccer.
I guess so.
So bullfights.
That may be the only game we see in Madrid.
Bullfight. Mm-hmm. You need to run a bullfight at halftime. I would watch that.
You could just watch a bullfight.
Yeah, during the halftime, just to get the people in.
I don't.
And give them some spicy rice.
Sprice?
Sprice. Yeah. Oh, surprise in a bullfight.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.